This is Twit.
Yesterday, you may have heard, OnePlus officially took the veil off of its latest flagship device, the OnePlus 6. And there you have it. It's on the screen right now. I happen to have the device in studio right now. I'm going to be using this bad boy. I've been using it for a couple of days, and I'm going to be using it for the next couple of days. Here, I'll kind of hold it down here. So I thought we'd go hands-on with this and kind of show off how...
How many
fingerprints my fingers leave all over it. So this is the OnePlus 6. Right off the top, you can tell, like actually, if I hold it up against the OnePlus 5, you can tell they've made some pretty big changes compared to how they've been designing phones in the past. And we'll talk a little bit about that. Pretty similar in some ways, size-wise, to the 5 and the 5T, but there are other ways that this really sets itself apart, right? Like you've got the full glass body. This is the first OnePlus device with a full glass design, as you see here, kind of these gentle contours all around for kind of a comfortable hand feel. Fingerprint sensor used to be on the front down at the bottom. It's now moved to the back, right underneath the vertical array of rear-facing cameras. As you can see with the OnePlus 5, it's a horizontal array, and you didn't have that fingerprint sensor in the back now. So they've kind of moved that back, which is what a lot of phone companies are doing right now, if they're not putting it under the display. Who knows? Maybe that's a future OnePlus device. 6.3-inch, let's see here. Nope, I'll get back to you later. 6.3-inch, 19:9, 2280 by 1080 OLED display here. You can see up at the very top, there is a little bit of a notch there. A notch is a thing. OnePlus mm-hmm. did go one step further to allow in the software to put a black bar across the top.
Oh.
So you can notch out the notch, mm-hmm. as it were. Let's see here.
Should we compare it to my notch?
Bring up the brightness a little bit, and then maybe you can see it a little bit better. Here, we'll go ahead and compare it. Well, it's
That's the iPhone 10. You can't really see my notch.
Yeah, because it's a black background, so the notch is lost. There you go. You can kind of see it there.
Yeah.
So it's a smaller notch compared to the iPhone mm-hmm. 10. And you can also tell, like, pretty slim bezels. That's why a lot of phones right now are doing the notch approach, is that it allows them to kind of get rid of a larger bezel up top, which, as you can see here, really kind of fits along to the edge pretty nicely. You have a little bit wider of a bezel down at the bottom, but it's nothing too crazy. I've seen a whole lot wider down there. Let's see here, the notification slider. So on the OnePlus 5 and the 5T, the notification slider was on the left-hand side. And I would say from my own experience that sometimes you go to do a volume switch a lot when you have a device, and there were definitely some times where I got it confused and my finger just sat up there and I was like, oh, wait a minute, that's the wrong button.
What's a notification slide?
So this is actually, well, I'll go ahead and show you. Depending on where it's at, it's similar to what you have on the iPhone, actually, where isn't there like a mute switch on the iPhone?
Uh-huh.
And so it's similar to that, but
it's not
going to
show your notifications. It's just going to turn them off.
No, it's more like a silence button, so that you can silence the notifications that come through. So
I thought it would make you like see all your notifications and deal with them.
No, it doesn't do that. I mean, you know, you'll see them whether they come through. You just won't be vibrated when it happens, or, you know, a ringer if you have it on silent when a phone call comes through. But that's now on the right-hand side. So you've got the power button down here and that up here. I mean, you know, I'm going to use this over the next couple of days and see how that... Oh, Burke is handing me a cloth. So apparently that's a hint. I'm sorry, I've got fingerprints. What can I say?
Mm-hmm.
Snapdragon 845 processor. So that's top of the line processor in Android devices right now. You can get up to 8 gigs of RAM. OnePlus has been really good about allowing or offering versions of their devices with high memory count, and this is no different. You can get up to 8 gigs of RAM on this device. Like I said, dual cameras on the back. They actually have optical image stabilization at this point. 3,300 milliamp hour battery, nice size battery. Bluetooth 5, which is the latest Bluetooth spec. I've had good experience with Bluetooth 5 on my Pixel 2 XL. And this phone in particular, like, they're all glass back of the OnePlus 6s, but this one is the mirror black version. There's also kind of a matte black that supposedly kind of matches in color this OnePlus 5, but obviously not the texture because it's still made out of glass, and then a silk white version. And the price is creeping up a little bit. This starts at $529 for the 6 gig version of RAM, with RAM of 6 gigs and 64 gigs of storage, up to $629 for 8 gigs of RAM and 256 gigs of storage. So that's the OnePlus 6. I'm going to play around with this. I think I'm reviewing this phone next, not this Saturday, but next Saturday on the new Screensavers. So I'm going to play around with this for, you know, I've had it for a couple of days. I'm going to play around with it for the next week and own it and use it and then review it. And
sounds good.
By the way, if you're a big fan of the Avengers, apparently there's a version of this that is actually meant for Avengers fans. Limited edition Infinity War edition with the Avengers logo on the back, a golden notification switch, and Kevlar kind of styled back, and then a case that resembles Iron Man's mask. So, you know, you got to be a really big fan.
Yeah.
Is
especially
that you?
Of those characters in particular. There's so many.
Yeah.
Characters.
Those, I mean, Iron Man's a pretty popular,
popular
character.
He's not my fave.
Oh, who's your fave?
Oh, Black Widow, probably. I do like the Black Panther. I forgot her name, the scientist. Judy. Stop it. Her name's not Judy. But she's the Black Panther.
I'm
scientist.
Sure there's a superhero somewhere named Judy, though. And whoever it is, you should email us, tnw@twit.tv. Send us a picture of Judy, the superhero.
That's my superhero. That's like my alter ego.
Judy, whoever you are, I salute you.